What is employment law in Illinois? Employment law is the group of federal, state, and local rules that governs the relationship among employers, employees, and job applicants. It can affect hiring, pay, workplace treatment, discrimination, harassment, disability accommodations, leave, employee complaints, termination, and severance agreements. For workers in the Chicago area and throughout Illinois, more than one law may apply to the same workplace problem. Coverage can depend on the worker's legal status, the employer, the number of employees, the location of the work, the conduct involved, and the right being asserted. A workplace decision may feel unfair without being illegal. A legal claim normally requires a connection to a specific statute, protected characteristic, protected activity, contract, or recognized legal duty. What does employment law cover? Employment law can apply before a person is hired, while the person is working, and after employment ends. It may regulate job advertisements, applications, interviews, background checks, pay, overtime, commissions, deductions, schedules, promotions, discipline, benefits, workplace policies, leave, layoffs, final wages, and releases of legal claims. Workers and applicants, who may be protected protection, is not limited to full-time employees. Depending on the law, job applicants, part-time workers, temporary employees, and former employees may also have rights. Independent contractor coverage is more limited and depends on the legal test and the actual working relationship, not only the label used in a contract. Employment law in Illinois and the Chicago area federal law provides a nationwide baseline, while Illinois law can create additional or different protections. The Illinois Human Rights Act addresses defined forms of workplace discrimination, harassment, sexual harassment, and retaliation. Protected categories can include race, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, disability, pregnancy, and other characteristics recognized by current law. The applicable category, employer coverage, conduct, evidence, and filing process must be evaluated for each matter. Illinois wage laws also regulate minimum wage, overtime, wage payment, deductions, commissions, vacation pay in covered circumstances, and final compensation. The Illinois Wage Payment and Collection Act and Illinois minimum wage law often arise when an employee is not paid for all work, loses earned commissions, experiences an unauthorized deduction, or is incorrectly treated as exempt from overtime. Chicago and other local jurisdictions may add workplace requirements beyond state and federal law. Because rules and thresholds can change, an employee should review the law that applied in the place of work and during the relevant time rather than relying on a general summary. Common employment law issues discrimination and harassment discrimination may occur when a hiring, pay, promotion, discipline, layoff, or termination decision is connected to a characteristic protected by an applicable law. Harassment is a related form of discrimination and may include serious or repeated offensive conduct based on a protected characteristic. Not every rude comment or personality conflict is unlawful. The basis, severity, frequency, workplace effect, and surrounding decisions all matter. Disability accommodations, the Americans with Disabilities Act and Illinois law, may require a covered employer to consider a reasonable accommodation for a qualified applicant or employee with a known disability. An accommodation might involve a schedule change, equipment, a modified application process, leave, or another workplace adjustment. Pregnancy-related limitations and qualifying family or medical leave can involve separate federal and Illinois protections. Workplace retaliation can occur when an employer takes a materially harmful action because a person engaged in legally protected activity. Examples may include reporting discrimination, participating in an investigation, requesting a covered accommodation, or asserting certain wage or leave rights. A complaint does not block every later employment decision, so the timing, reason given, prior record, and other evidence must be considered together. Wage and hour disputes. Wage and hour disputes commonly involve unpaid overtime, off-the-clock work, missed meal-related pay obligations where applicable, withheld commissions, unlawful deductions, or unpaid final compensation. Under the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, covered non-exempt employees generally receive overtime for hours worked over 40 in a work week. A salary or job title alone does not determine whether an employee is exempt. Termination and severance, Illinois generally follows at-will employment, but that does not authorize termination for a discriminatory, retaliatory, or otherwise prohibited reason. A severance agreement may also waive important claims in exchange for compensation or benefits. Employees should understand the release, confidentiality, non-disparagement, cooperation, and other continuing obligations before signing. When does unfair treatment become unlawful? The central question is whether the employer's conduct violated a specific legal rule. A potential claim may involve a decision tied to a protected characteristic, harm following protected activity, unpaid wages, or interference with protected leave. Failure to address a qualifying accommodation duty, or breach of an enforceable agreement or statutory restriction. Evidence can include emails, text messages, policies, pay records, schedules, performance reviews, witness information, complaint records, shifting explanations, and the sequence of events. Timing can support an inference, but timing alone may not prove why an employer acted. What should an Illinois employee do? Create a timeline of important events and preserve records you lawfully possess, including pay statements, schedules, evaluations, policies, complaint records, leave requests, accommodation communications, and severance documents. Keep facts separate from assumptions, identify witnesses, and do not remove confidential company records you are not entitled to possess. When appropriate, make a clear written report through the employer's designated process and keep a copy. An internal complaint, human resources review, negotiation, or grievance may not stop an agency or court deadline. The correct path may involve the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Illinois Department of Human Rights, Illinois Department of Labor, a court, or another forum, depending on the claim. When to contact an Illinois employment attorney, consider a legal review if you were fired, demoted, disciplined, denied a promotion, or otherwise harmed after reporting a protected concern. A workplace decision appears connected to a protected characteristic. Harassment is serious or repeated. An accommodation or protected leave request was ignored. Wages remain unpaid. Or you have been asked to sign a severance agreement under a short deadline. Justice Consumer Law is based in Orland Park and assists employees in the Chicago area and across Illinois with workplace discrimination, disability accommodations, retaliation, overtime and unpaid wages, sexual harassment, severance agreements, and EEOC proceedings. The firm can identify the potentially applicable law, review evidence and deadlines, and explain available procedures and options. Every case depends on its facts, and no result can be guaranteed.